Unlike on other platforms where trends bubble up from users' posts, many of TikTok's trending hashtags are created by the company's marketers. Ahead of its U.S. launch, ByteDance hired about 40 social media celebrities to make videos, including YouTube comedian David Dobrik, paying each tens of thousands of dollars. Some contractors required the influencers to ask their YouTube, Snapchat, and Instagram fans to move over to TikTok. ByteDance still makes most of its money in China, where its short video app charges advertisers 15% of what influencers get paid to promote brands. TikTok also takes a cut from the sale of digital coins that fans buy for creators during live-streamed videos. In theory, relying more on professionally created content should make TikTok safer than Twitter or Facebook are. But users say live streams are peppered with lewd acts and vulgar comments that can be terrifying for children. Jade, the Oklahoma teen, says she recently cut short a live appearance after commenters said they knew where she lived and threatened to kill her dog. It wasn't real, but it could have been, and I got scared, she says. In February, a 35-year-old man was accused by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department of posing as a 13-year-old boy to send sexual messages to at least 21 girls on TikTok. Police said he showed up at the home of one of its alleged victims, a 9-year-old. In response to the FTC settlement, TikTok began requiring users in some countries, including the U.S., to input their birthdays, denying entry to the full feature app to those who say they're under 13. It also started using facial recognition software to identify youthful faces, expelling underage creators and preventing younger viewers from seeing mature content.